Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to have you with us here for another Read the Word. I'm telling you, we're getting a lot of work done here in the Old Testament, learning God's wonderful ways. And as we say every time we come here, we talk about the majestic Word of God. Today, we're studying the redemption process, which is very powerful, where you're bought back from sin. It's the same word you use to go get your stuff back from the pawn shop if you hawked it for some money. And it's what Jesus did for us. We're going to see the Old Testament example. When we're finished, I'll give us a couple New Testament verses that match it. All of that right here in the next 25 minutes. How cool is that? All right? Remember, the opening prayer is right in the notes of each of these programs. Pray this opening prayer with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and I will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Here we go. Leviticus chapter 26. The promise of blessing and retribution. That's an interesting statement. You shall not make idols for yourselves, neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set up any engraved stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Verse 4, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Verse 5, your threshing shall last till the time of the vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of the sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. That's quite a promise. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. I know somebody's saying, I sure wish he'd make that promise to me. Well, he already did.
Yeah.
And when you receive Jesus, you get all these promises. Same ones. 7, you will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. Now, when you get to Deuteronomy 28, he makes all these promises. Again, read 28, 1 through 13, and it's almost word for word right there, that referencing for you later. Verse 9. I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. I'll set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. You find that in 2 Corinthians 6. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you walk upright. Verse 14. But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of the heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. 18. After all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins.
Wow.
Now think about it. What he just said to them is, now after all of that, if all of that horrendousness doesn't cause you to change and say, wait, I want to follow you, then this has got to happen to you. You know, it's just a whole lot easier to just walk with God.
Yeah, amen.
19, I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron. Oh, I don't like that. And your earth like bronze. Your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Then if you walk contrary to me and are not willing to obey me, I will bring on you 7 times more plagues according to your sins. Wow. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and make you few in number. And your highways shall be desolate. Verse 23, and if by these things you are not reformed by me, but walk contrary to me, then I will also walk contrary to you, and I will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. I don't want 7 times the first rebellion,
yeah.
No less the second or third rebellion. But you know what? We just studied the book of Revelation. You got to write this number down. Boy, I'm making a lot of stops here. We just studied the book of Revelation, and there are literally people who, even though they missed the rapture, have the ability to get to heaven, and they still are going to hate God. Why? That doesn't even make sense. 25, I will bring a sword against you that will execute the vengeance of the covenant. When you're gathered together within your cities, I will send pestilence among you. You shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I have cut off your supply of bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall bring back your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. After all this, if you do not obey me, but walk contrary to me, then I will also walk contrary to you in fury. And I will chasten you 7 times for your sins, the flesh of your sons, and you shall eat the flesh of your daughters. I will destroy your high places, cut down your incense altars, cast your carcasses on the lifeless forms of your idols. My soul shall abhor you. I will lay your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation. I will not smell the fragrance of your sweet aromas. I will bring the land to desolation, and your enemies who dwell in it shall be astonished at it. I will scatter you among the nations and draw out a sword after you. Your land shall be desolate, and your cities laid waste. 34. The land shall enjoy its Sabbath as long as it lies desolate, and you are in your enemy's land. Then the land shall rest and enjoy its Sabbath as long as it lies desolate to you. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest. For the time it did not rest on your Sabbath when you dwelt in it. For those who are left, I will send faintness into their hearts, in the land of their enemies. The sound of a shaken leaf shall cause them to flee. They shall flee, although fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when no one pursues.
Wow.
They shall stumble over one another, as it were before a sword, when no one pursues, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies. You shall perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up, and those of you who are left shall waste away in their iniquity in their enemies' land. Also in their fathers' iniquities, which are with them, they shall waste away. If they confess their iniquity, verse 40, don't miss verse 40. If they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me, they also have walked contrary to me, and that I also have walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised hearts are humbled and they accept their guilt, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob and my covenant with Isaac and my covenant with Abraham. I will remember the land. The land also shall be left empty by them and will enjoy its Sabbath while it lies desolate without them. They will accept their guilt because they despised my judgments and because their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, nor shall I abhor them to utterly destroy them and break my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God. But for their sake, I will remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between himself and the children of Israel on Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. And what was the secret? Is verse 40. If you confess their iniquity, the iniquity of their father, their unfaithfulness, in which we were unfaithful to me, and that they also walk contrary to me, uncircumcised are humble, and they accept their guilt. Then he said, I will be. Chapter number 27. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, say to them, when a man consecrates by a vow certain persons to the Lord according to your valuation, if your valuation is of a male from 20 years old up to 60 years old, then your valuation shall be 50 shekels of silver according to the shekels of the sanctuary. If it is a female, then your valuation shall be 30 shekels. Verse 5. And if from the 5 years old up to 20 years old, then your valuation for a male shall be 20 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. And if from a month old up to 5 years old, then your valuation for a male shall be 5 shekels of silver, and for a female, your valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if from 60 years old and above it is a male, then your valuation shall be 15 shekels. And for a female, 10 shekels. But if he is too poor to pay your valuation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall set a value for him according to the ability of him who vowed the priest shall value him. If it is an animal that men may bring as an offering to the Lord, all that anyone gives to the Lord shall be holy. He shall not substitute it or exchange it, good for bad or bad for good. And if he at all exchanges animal for animal, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be holy. If it is an unclean animal, which they do not offer as a sacrifice to the Lord, then he shall present the animal before the priest. Verse 12, and the priest shall set a value for it, whether it is good or bad, as you, the priest, value it, so shall it be. But if he wants it all to redeem it, then he must add one-fifth to your valuation. When a man dedicates his house to be holy to the Lord, then the priest shall set a value for it, whether it is good or bad, as the priest values it, so it shall stand. If he who dedicated it wants to redeem his house, then he must add one-fifth of the money of your valuation to it, and it shall be his. Verse 16, if a man dedicates to the Lord part of a field of his possession, then your valuation shall be according to the seed for it. An omer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. Isn't that the same price of a man?
Mm-hmm.
17, if he dedicates his field from the year of Jubilee, according to your valuation, it shall stand. If he dedicates the field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon to him that the money due according to the years that remain to the year of Jubilee, and it shall be deducted from your valuation. And if he who dedicates the field ever wishes to redeem it, then he must add one-fifth of the money of your valuation to it, and it shall belong to him. But if he does not want to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed anymore. But the field, when it is released in the Jubilee, shall be devoted wholly to the Lord. As a devoted field, it shall be the possession of the priest. There were some really good county clerks in those days, wasn't there? 22. If a man dedicates the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not the field of his possession, then the priest shall reckon to him the worth of the valuation up to the year of Jubilee. And he shall give your valuation on that day as a holy offering to the Lord. In the year of Jubilee, the field shall return to him from whom it was brought, to the one who owed the land as a possession. All your valuation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs to the shekel. Verse 26, but the firstborn of the animals, which should be the Lord's firstborn, no man shall dedicate, whether it is an ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. So you can't give back to God. You can't give... Well, yeah, what she said. And if it's an unclean animal, then he shall redeem it according to your valuation. Add one-fifth to it. Or if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your valuation. Nevertheless, no devoted offering that a man may devote to the Lord of all that he has, both man and beast, or the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted offering is most holy to the Lord. No person under the ban who may become doomed to destruction among men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. Verse 30, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the field, fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants it all to redeem any of his tithe, he shall add one-fifth to it. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock or of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy to the Lord. He shall not inquire whether it's good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. He exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments of which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. Now, let's go to that verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. Now, when you and I begin to look at tithe, as this is God's tithe, and he put it in my hand so that I could honor him with it, then all of a sudden, it's no longer a difficult thing for you to give it to him, because it's like, wait, this don't belong to me. This belongs to the Lord. It's wholly his. It's not a financial transaction. It's an act of worship where you bring it back to him and say, I'm presenting to you your holy tithe. And the most amazing thing about God is when you do that, he blows open the windows of heaven, rebukes the devourer, and everything it says in Malachi chapter 3 now comes into your past, into your hand, because you worshiped him with what is his. That is what the tree in the garden was. It was their tithe. It was their worship. It wasn't that they couldn't touch it. It's that they were supposed to take it, touch it, and take it and present it as an act of worship before the Lord. And she ate it. And Adam ate it, the knucklehead. Now,
don't eat your tithe.
Don't eat your tithe. Now, two verses from the New Testament, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Hebrews 9:12. I'll put these in the notes so you can see it. Not with the blood of bulls and goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. And you and I receive eternal redemption. We're redeemed. He buys us back from sin. And now he sets us free. Wow. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation. Now, what is that, Pastor? This is the prayer you need to pray to be right with God. It's just that simple. As soon as you pray this prayer, you're going to be right with God and able to have a relationship with the Father. I'm going to pray it. Sister Land will pray it with me. You say what I say. And if you mean it from the depths of your heart, you'll be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And according to the Word of God.
And according to the Word of God.
I receive you in my life right now.
I receive you into my life.
Filling every part of me.
Filling every part of me.
Isn't that amazing how that's a beautiful experience? Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. Live a successful life.
Live a successful
life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. I love it. What just happened to me? Something happened. Yeah. Did you notice I didn't make you confess all your sins, repent of all your ways, be sorry of everything you've done? I just taught you to receive Jesus. Because that's all it ever takes. And now you've done it. Now, from this point on, we'll help you deal with all that. You see, now you're dealing with it in right standing with God. You might say, Pastor, I didn't even do anything. You did the only thing that matters. You received him into your life. And now your life is transformed. You went from darkness to light. You should have experienced it. You went from fear to faith because Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, now lives in you. And the Father adopted you into the family. And according to Romans chapter 8, verse 11 through 17, you're now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And you get to walk with him every day. My email address is in the notes of YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. Send me an email and say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer tonight. this morning. And I want to walk with God. And I will help you know how to do that. Isn't that awesome? Now watch this. In every one of these YouTube videos, I have timestamps, a little blue four-digit number. Go to the notes of every program, and you can click on any of the stops I made and on each of the chapter beginnings and go right there and hear what I said again. And it will be a blessing to you. Send us a letter, a card. Samuel J. Cottle, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. What a blessing. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, it's something. I remember a kid hearing people say that, and here I am saying it. Never thought I'd ever be here. Wow. We sure do love you. Until we see you again tomorrow morning, remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves
you. God loves you.
And Jesus
is Lord.
Lord. See you soon. God bless you. Blog Talk Radio, thank you for being with us. All our friends in Iraq, welcome, 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 welcome. All of you in Europe, in Russia, in Asia, Africa, South America. Ready this? The land down under. Glad to have you with us. All of you in the United States of America, may God richly bless you. Shoot us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen.